Good morning. I'm Bob Helbach, the senior minister at the First Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio. I'm glad you have joined us this morning for our devotions. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, we find nine qualities identified as the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit that the Spirit wants us to develop in our lives. So far, we have examined seven of these virtues: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Today we look at the eighth virtue, gentleness. This isn't a characteristic that we often talk about, but God talks about it often. Jesus was gentle. In Matthew 11, 28 and 29, we read that Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am," now get this last part here. He says, "I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Gentleness is a wonderful quality, a quality that Jesus had and one that we need to develop. God would have us relate to others, not with a show of power and strength, or a demonstration of our ability to tear a person apart with words, or anger, or a hateful spirit. God doesn't want us to be harsh, pushy. God doesn't want us to be mean, nasty, and rude. God wants us to choose our words carefully. He wants them to be gentle and soothing. He wants us to be polite, to be tactful and courteous, to treat others with dignity and respect. Ephesians 4:2 says, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love." Philippians 4:5, "Let your gentleness be evident to all." That makes you think, doesn't it? Let your gentleness be evident to all. Do you think gentleness is a word anyone would use to describe you? If not, this quality might be one you need to work on. Galatians 6:1 tells us how to deal with someone who has sinned. It says, "Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently." Remember when the Pharisees brought the woman who was caught in the act of adultery to Jesus? They were harsh. They were mean. They were unforgiving. They were putting this woman's sin on public display. They had no concern for her at all. But Jesus was concerned about this woman's future. He treated her with a gentle spirit. He did not condone her sin, but he did not verbally beat her up either. He helped her get out of this terrible predicament and gently said to her, "Go your way and sin no more." 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 tells us how we can deal with people who might not believe in God, people who might question the validity of Christianity. It says, "But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have. But do it with gentleness and respect." We look over these passages and very quickly come to the conclusion gentleness is a characteristic we must develop if we are going to be faithful witnesses, helpful people, and good examples to others. Thank you, God, for your gentleness. Thank you for loving us, for caring for us, for providing for us as our Father. Thank you for being so approachable. Thank you for forgiving us when we sin and lifting us up when we fall. Thank you for your gentle spirit. Help us to emulate it. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak, so be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts, or listen online at www.co.org.